So what happens at sundown in a solar world?
We all go to sleep, right?
Is that, that's the benefit of staying tied back into the system as well. Obviously, when the sun's down, the panel's getting its break.
Yeah, that's the great thing about net metering. It's basically, you know, during the day you send energy back to the utility grid, and at night you pull that energy from the energy grid back to your house to provide power for the nighttime use.
Now, we had George, rural area, west side, past the White Tank Mountains, wanting to know the option of coming completely off-grid and the role batteries might play in that. For instead of having the utilities at the nighttime, do y'all ever do batteries to operate the rest of the house?
Yeah, that's a great question we get all the time is, I want to go completely off-grid. And really, the economics of that aren't very feasible if the utility grid is present. If the utility grid's not there and you got a cabin in the woods, then an off-grid solution is there. Because going off-grid in the city means a lot of things. It means changing your house, changing your energy habits. You can't have the energy hog air conditioning units that you have today in a common house. We have to switch to mini splits and more economical energy use solutions there.
You have to be about the age of 20 to see that financial payback come around.
Yes, it's a very long payback.
So what role do batteries play right now?
In the role of batteries is coming up. So batteries are there. They're out there. You can buy them in the marketplace. But right now, the rates don't incentivize energy storage. And part of the settlement agreement is putting rates in place that would actually incentivize you to store your own energy rather than push it to the utility grid and then use it during nighttime or just during the on-peak high usage times from like 6 to 8 p.m. when that sun first goes down. Everybody's home. They're cooking. Air conditioning's running. And that's the real time that the utilities would like us to store energy and reuse it during that time. So the role of the battery is, I believe, you know, 2 to 3 years out from being a financially viable solution to where it makes sense for you to buy batteries and recover from your investment. Today, really, the real use of batteries is, do you need critical loads backed up? Do you have medical devices that need to run 24/7 if the grid goes down? Those are the customers that we're installing energy
and
storage.
I know y'all fight this every day, but I'll just wait for the next technology.
The thing is, technology does change, and it gets better, and it's progressing. But the panels progress at about 0.5% of efficiency every year. So it's not like the laptop where in 2 years from now you throw it out and you get a new one because the new one's just night and day different. It's a slow progression in technology. So today, the biggest thing is by not going solar, you're not saving money. So people always ask me, when's the best time? I want to wait till the best time to go solar. And I always tell them yesterday was the best time because today you would be saving money if you had solar. So every day you wait, it's just money that you're not saving.
And a really smart homeowner could save all that money to buy the panels outright or do any kind of off-the-grid option or energy. I mean, if you save $16,000, we talked about that number earlier, that's a new air conditioning unit, super efficient, that is only going to reduce your demand load. You can use that channel to funnel the money back into more efficient sources for your home.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like if you're buying a car and the solar panels were your engine and later on, oh, I want windows that roll down with a button rather than cranking them myself. So you could be saving all that money so later on you can buy all the bolt-ons and then eventually have an off-grid house if you wanted that.
Russ Patzer, CEO of Sun Valley Solar Solutions, has been joining us for this hour talking through solar. Takeaway points, if you're on APS with this rate case and you've been thinking about solar, get the grandfathered rate. You have to act now before July 1st, but you have to have your reservation in. So really, you only have like another 2 months to make the call. Don't wait till June 30th to make the call because you're not going to get your reservation in.
That is correct. Part of your reservation is also us doing site drawings and electrical diagrams and submitting those. So We'll probably be able to take orders up until the first, maybe second week of June, and then after that, we're probably not going to be able to take it.
You have like 3 8-hour shifts working that last week.
Yes,
24/7.
All hands on deck, trying to make sure we can help as many customers as we can.
480-689-5000, 480-689-5000. Of course, you can find them at the solar category at rosieonthehouse.com. Sun Valley Solar Solutions. Aside from APS, what's the outlook for the rest of utilities in general in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
Yeah, we're just going to keep evolving with the rate structures and the utility programs. Solar will be viable, and there's just certain times when solar it has yet a better return on investment. And right now we're in that time with APS, and that's why the July 1st deadline is very important. But other things to note is, we have a solar plus demand solution for SRP, so our SRP customers are back getting solar and saving money pretty well like they were before the new rate plans came out.
And that was something y'all had kind of pioneered. Everyone said, well, SRP doesn't make sense anymore, but with the rate, I mean, that's just kind of an example we were talking about. You're ready for the next challenge. You'll always find and work to keep it viable.
Yeah, the SRP one was a fun one for us as we have experimented on our own homes and tried to figure it out. And what I love about that solar solution with demand management, it actually allows customers to run their house cooler than they are used to running it. And we want them to run it cooler. So now we're getting extra compliments on, thank you for letting me turn my thermostat below 78. We have houses running, you know, from 72 to 76 degrees, and the homeowners are loving it.
You can have that experience. Just give Russ a call, 480-689-5000. Thank you for being here with us Saturday morning.
Thank you. I appreciate being on air with you.